Bauer.
And we'll have him here again next Labor Day. Let's bring in Randy Bernard, who is the president of Izod IndyCar, the series. And he was in town last week to announce that the Baltimore Grand Prix continues with another five-year deal with a new promoter, Downforce Racing.
I saw Randy, actually. I was at the press conference last Thursday. I actually sat down with Simone Di Silvestro, who was the racer, the driver we had on the show in St. Pete last year, and did real well. She came, I think, fourth in that race. And then we sat down and spoke to her for a bit. She demonstrated the new car. Actually, Lotus was the... they have a new Lotus car she's going to be driving. It was kind of cool. They closed down Pratt Street for a little bit. Light Street. And unfortunately, it was wet, but they started the car up, did a little pit demonstration. Jack Carb changed the tires, had us squeal down the street and come back. And it was a lot of fun. It was pretty exciting for downtown Baltimore, a wet Thursday in February. So, but we did talk to them. They're coming back. New sponsor. So it's, you know, all the stuff you heard, all the negative news, it was fear of it not coming back, but apparently it is, and it's going to be August 31st to September 3rd this year. So Baltimore Grand Prix is back.
Let's get Randy on. Randy, thanks for being with us. So Randy, tell us a little bit about why people should be confident that it's going to work this time around.
Well, I think, you know, from our standpoint, the race was an exceptional race. When you had the product there, I mean, you had, you know, over 150,000 people in the city attend the race that weekend, with, you know, numbers you've heard as high as 47 million into the city. I think that the management of that race did not meet its expectations, and that was a very difficult thing. And I think that what we have to do is, along with the city, is evaluate and put certain criteria in determining who and what kind of a promoter you can have at a race like that. And I think, you know, that's what we've been doing in the last several months.
Randy Bernard, the CEO of IndyCar, joins us, courtesy of the Alpaca Ford Hotline. Randy, again, I was excited with the St. Pete, where we met for the first time. You know, he came on the show with us down there, saw you at the luncheon the other day. What kind of assurances, though, for people? I mean, this is a big deal. This is an international event. And we don't want to lose it. So, do we have this race now for the next couple of years?
Yeah, it's a long term. It has to be a long term strategy. An event like this is expensive to put on, and you know, in 3 to 5 years, what we want to look at is that we have one of the best races in the world, right there in Baltimore. And it was one of the staples of our series last year. Everyone after that, the next day, talked about what a great job the city of Baltimore did. And just loved it, and it had great reviews. And I think, you know, one of the things that we don't have very many of is events on the Eastern Seaboard, and it allows the Europeans the opportunity to come over, make a very viable trip for them. And I know we had quite a few Europeans last year at that race.
Randy, I know it wasn't your guys' responsibility in IndyCar. This is a kind of a local responsibility. But there's a lot of people that didn't get paid, and there are a lot of revenues that didn't go where they're supposed to go. Have you gotten a sense at all that there's going to be any make goods for any of these businesses?
No, I haven't. You know, the promoter, I sat down with him last week while I was in Baltimore and visited with them. And I think what they're trying to do right now is get their arms around everything and understand what's past, but I think that what they're trying to do right now is just make sure that they can have a successful event going forward. So I don't have an answer to that.
All right. Randy Bernard joins us, courtesy of the Alpaca Ford Hotline, talking about the Baltimore Grand Prix. Randy, saw the new car with Simona testing it out for us on Light Street the other day. I was at the one in St. Pete when Marco Andretti went upside down in that first turn. Of course, we had the tragedy with Dan Weldon. What changes have been made to the car to make them safer?
You know, first, I think it's real important to say that in racing, it's always going to be dangerous.
Absolutely.
And I think that when you sign up to be a race car driver, you inherit that risk. And I think that, you know, there's things that we can always learn. And as we do, we have a research and development team here in a department that is always constantly looking and evaluating anything they can do to make changes to the car that make it safer. On this new car, some of the biggest things is they're using, instead of carbon fiber, they're using a product even stronger called Xylon as reinforcement on the side. So if someone turns out there and gets hit, it's supposed to be safer. They're using underneath their seat, there'll be anywhere from an additional inch to inch and a half of foam and additional 2 to 3 inches behind them. And we believe this will have a serious reduction in back injuries. In this current car, there was quite a few backs broken. But when you hit a wall doing, 200 miles an hour, typically the amount of G's that you'll find is somewhere between 100 and 125 G's is what the impact is.
Wow. Anyway, let me ask you. I noticed that Simona, and she's become a favorite of ours, of course, because we got to meet her a couple of times now. She was front and center. She was the one that, with the new car being demonstrated. Is she going to be more front and center now with the departure of Danica, since she's a woman in this business?
I would like to think so, but I think the most important thing that IndyCar needs to make sure it's promoting is drivers that are winning. I think that in any sport that you know of out there, if you don't have winners, the winners are the ones that people are want to know more about. And when Danica was really at her peak is when she was doing really well, almost won the Indy 500, winning Japan. Mm-hmm. And that was very big for her and launched her career. And of course, GoDaddy. You can't forget how much they sunk into her. But I think that, everything you hear about Simona is so positive. You saw her speak. She just warms up a room and she's so down to earth.
Yeah,
when you hear people like Penske and Tim Cindric and some of the people that you really have high respect for that know the sport talk about what a great driver she is, I think that she has every bit of potential to be that next really hot shot.
I do too. And actually, I heard her speak, speak formally, but I had the pleasure. I sat down at a table because I just wanted to spend some time with her. She's really nice. It's like you're sitting down with just another person sitting at the lunch table, and she's great to talk to.
Yeah, that's what makes her. She'll do anything for you. If we need her to do interviews at 6 a.m., she'll be the first one to call in. She is just so down to earth and so willing to help. And I think that she's just so fun to work around. So I think she has everything and all that potential to be the next type of really hotshot woman driver.
I do too.
Randy, thank you very much. Look forward to talking to you as the race approaches.
You bet. Thanks a lot for having me on.
Our pleasure. Randy Bernard joining us right here on the Norris and Davis Show.